This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you debate whether or not you're going to spend $3,500 on Apple's new goggles, there is more mundane, granted, but also more deeply felt news of how that almost $3 trillion in market capitalization company separates its customers from their money. Starting next month, Apple is going to let users in Europe download apps from outside its own App Store. And by let, I mean is being forced to by the EU's new Digital Markets Act. But just because they gotta doesn't mean Apple's going to make that easy. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
When you buy an Apple device, the sales pitch goes, you're buying into a whole system of software and services. And the App Store has been at the center of that model, says Dan Ives, an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
For Apple, it's the crown jewel.
Because to reach the universe of 2.2 billion Apple devices in use, app developers have had to pay a 30% commission. An alternative app store would take a wrecking ball to that walled garden model, in theory.
Apple's not going to give away the keys to the kingdom. They'll fight it. They'll navigate it.
Last month, Apple released its guidelines for third-party app stores and payment systems in Europe, and they are complicated by design, says Eric Seufert, an independent analyst with Mobile Dev Memo.
I don't think any developer will take this seriously.
Because those aiming to break free of Apple will still be subject to a review process and a 50 euro cent fee every time an app is downloaded, even if it's free.
The freemium business model is predicated on a zero cost of distribution. That's the only way the freemium business model works.
Last week, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company would not build its own app store in Europe because of the onerous new rules. But even if it did pencil out, app developers face a bigger hurdle in decamping to a third-party app store, says Daniel Newman, CEO of Futurum Group.
Will consumers go there?
He says users probably prefer the convenience and predictability of a single centralized app store.
Are you going to go through that process of having to, you know, go around to save a few dollars? They're going to have more risk for security, data, privacy.
He says it's a case where what's good for the consumer might not be good for competition. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.